You're listening to The Under Segovia Show.
This is a PSA episode of The Under Segovia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. This one's regarding a petition to get a mortgage relief and tax deferment for property owners during this coronavirus crisis. Because the situation like this, especially in Los Angeles, is that understandably so, there are tenants that are calling their landlords and saying that they cannot pay their rent due to the situation, that either they've been laid off or such. But now there's tenants that are also calling and saying, because they're concerned about the coronavirus, that they're going to withhold their rent because they don't know what's up ahead. Now, that's not exactly what the law was put forward to, but now people are using that as a scapegoat to not pay their rent. And now also we also have high earners that are considered rich tenants withholding rent as well. Now, they're protected by state and local laws that during this crisis of coronavirus that they do not have to pay the rent if they're immediately affected by that. That does not mean they will not owe back the rent. Like Mayor Garcetti said recently, that the rent will still be owed to the landlords thereafter once the crisis passes. We just don't know when that is. The situation is like this, that there is nothing in the form of protections for property owners who continue having the requirements to pay for insurances. They have to pay for their mortgages. They have to pay for the utilities. They have to pay for the maintenance work because it's considered essential. They have to pay for any property managers that manage these properties. They have to pay the taxes. They have to pay what is called soft earthquake retrofitting, because for any soft building that the city or the state have deemed required to be retrofitted, those are safety requirements from the city and the state, and those retrofits in and of themselves cost anywhere from $50,000 to hundreds of thousands of dollars depending on the size of the building. Those still need to be done. So where is the money coming from if there is no more income coming to the property owners? A lot of property owners live check to check just like some tenants do, or in this case, they rely off the income they get from the rentals to be able to pay for their day-to-day operations, including whatever food they put on the table. So this is from the apartment owners association that they put out this email. It's a petition asking for mortgage and tax deferment relief for property owners during this crisis. So the AOA is committed to assisting housing providers during the coronavirus pandemic, and as a part of our commitment, we have started this petition asking Governor Gavin Newsom for relief for housing providers. Understanding and forgiveness can be more easily extended to the tenants when the same consideration is given to us who provide the housing to impacted tenants. Please sign this petition and share it with your family and friends to get the maximum impact of the plea. And yes, that is exactly it. This is directly from the AOA, that everyone's being asked to do their part, but why are landlords being looked at the ones that have to be the ones providing when they themselves need help too during this time of crisis? So I ask of you to please go to the show notes covering this episode, www.theandresegovia.com. You'll find links to the petition to sign this, because we are all in this together, and together we shall prevail.